This is the Comstock Report podcast. We are strong advocates for the American family farm and your top source for the agriculture markets. And now, here's your host, David Cruz.
This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. May USDA supply demand reports. USDA estimates the current year corn carryout at 2.098 billion bushel, which was at the low end of the range of estimates. With that conservative carry-in, the 2020-21 corn carryout was projected at 3.318 billion. It was my premise for this report that USDA would not be the purveyor of all of the bad demand news, erring on the positive side of any forecast. We will get the truth in increments. They only reduced the year-to-year ethanol crush by 100 million bushel to 4.95 billion before increasing it again by 250 million bushel in the 2020-21 demand season to 5.2 billion. I think that they're only about 400 million bushel off too high. The ethanol industry will be down longer and harder than the USDA is forecasting. This is not going to be a bounce kind of ethanol demand recovery. Miles driven will improve into summer, but no one is taking long trips. USDA boosted current year feed usage by 25 million bushel to 5.7 billion. Cattle and hogs backed up by the lack of kill capacity continue to eat and get bigger. The USDA has shown weight increasing. That takes more feed in the very short term. Longer term, however, the livestock and poultry industries will have to match production to kill capacity, and that means significant liquidation. Whether by euthanasia or by reducing farrowings, there is a serious reduction in hog numbers coming ahead. Feeders will be held on grass, eggs are being broken. The bottleneck to 2021 livestock and meat production will be the COVID-19 depleted processing plant labor force. They can open plants, but they cannot force workers back to work. Independent livestock producers are in dire financial straits and will liquidate many likely for good. I see the most extensive consolidation of the livestock industry coming in my lifetime, finishing what got started in 1998 for the hog industry. I believe there will be a mass exodus of remaining independent producers from these industries, leaving it virtually entirely in commercial hands. I see the USDA's 6.05 billion bushel feed consumption estimate for the 2020-21 demand year as pie in the sky. There's a tremendous lack of understanding about the depth of the financial disaster that is happening to the livestock producers. USDA sees corn export demand increasing by 375 million bushel to 2.15 billion for the 2020-21 demand season. That would be China buying corn. I think that global demand is going to shrink so that grain sold for rubles or real will have the advantage. I do not think that a reserved 3.318 billion bushels carryover is even in the ballpark. USDA is still optimistic about Argentine and Brazilian corn production. They put their corn crops at 50 and 101 million metric tons respectively, both estimates being slightly above trade estimates. They estimate the 2020-21 world corn ending stocks at 339 million metric tons, almost 36 million metric tons larger than last year. So what if China puts 20 million metric tons in reserve? By the way, a reserve is not the same thing as consumption. The supply is still there, only changing the bin that it's stored in. USDA estimates the current year soybean carryout at 580 million bushels, which was 100 million bushel above the USDA's previous estimate. It is too late for Chinese demand in this marketing year. They will have to come next. They are optimistic for soy meal feed demand. It does have to make up for reduced DDG production. They boosted 2020-21 year soybean exports by 375 million bushel, which is where they see China coming in. That will reduce the 2020-21 carryover to 405 million bushel. They were optimistic for Brazil's soybean crop, looking for 124 million metric tons, only off 500,000 from their previous production estimate. They look for an Argentine soybean crop of 51 million metric ton, off a million from their last estimate. They see strong global demand for soybeans ahead, offering a 98.4 million metric ton world ending stocks estimate for 2020-21. USDA looks for a 2020-21 wheat carryover of 978 million bushels, which was 91 million above the average trade estimate. Despite fewer acres, we do not run out of wheat. USDA cut wheat exports by 20 million bushels and feed and residual by 35 million bushels. Corn is too cheap to feed wheat. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.
For a more complete version of the Comstock Report with hedging strategies and trade recommendations, subscribe on our website at Comstock.com. or reach out to one of our risk management specialists about how we can help you protect your profits.